This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. A couple of quick comments. Top of the hour news, I believe you might have heard what I heard, that Russia accounts for less than 10% of America's oil imports. That's absolutely true. But what you didn't hear is what I said, that the Russian oil imports to the United States are 2%. Now, was the news correct? Absolutely. Russia accounts for less than 10% of America's oil imports. Well, 2% is less than 10%. That's absolutely true. But are you thinking 2% when you hear less than 10%? Is that what you're thinking? Most people are thinking, like, maybe 9.9%, 9.8%, something real close to 10%. We're not thinking 2%. You really need to ferret out the news for yourself and discern the truth for yourself, which is why we say, don't believe anything we say, and extend that to everybody else. Now, just here's my opinion. Countries around the world are seizing the yachts of the Russian oligarchs. Do you think that seizing a yacht from a Russian oligarch is not going to be considered personal? Do you think that, you know, war is one thing, but stealing my yacht, that's something else? I think it's going to cause an increase in hostilities beyond belief. It's like, you know, this was just war, but now it's personal. Think about that. Here's one more thing to think about. The egg. Those things that sometimes come in white shells in packages of 10 or 18 or 24 that break if you drop them, those things, the ones around our farm are brown. Sometimes they're blue. Well, those eggs, the common white ones, the factory eggs that are available for purchase at the supermarket or the big box stores, have increased 45% year to date. What does year to date mean? Well, that means if you look at a year ago today, 1 year ago today, how much have they increased? 45%. We said right here at USA Prepares that hyperinflation, you're going to see it, and soon. And guess what? Here it is. Gas, oil, plastics, fertilizer. Pretty soon, some of those things that you considered, well, we'll just go to the store and buy them, those things, are going to be unobtainium, which is an element that does not exist on the periodic chart. Unobtainium is an element that you can't get because it doesn't exist. So that's the term that I've been using for things. Like, there was a time when I gave one of my former friends some 22 cartridges, you know, 22 long rifles, when I thought he was my friend. I never would have given them to him had I known what he was really like. But I thought he was my friend, and I gave him a bucket of them. A small bucket. Sealed bucket. That's the way that the factory packaged them. And I said, Merry Christmas. This is unobtainium. And at the time, it was. And it's darn near unobtainium now. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, unobtainium. That's a really good term. It gets used in a lot of Hollywood movies. It got used in the movie Avatar, which is kind of how the elites, as they like to call themselves, see us. They see us as being the blue monkey, you know. And they want to kill us and boot us off our land because they think that underneath our land is, in the movie Avatar, they think that underneath the land of the blue people, the Na'vi, is vast veins of unobtainium. You know, and, you know, just the blue people are just in the way, that's all. Yeah, so apparently the fact that they're in the way gives the, you know, the invaders, the people who think that they're better than the blue people, the right to kill the people who, you know, the blue people. And the thing about the Russian oligarch's yacht getting stolen, that's actually got a name, funnily enough. That's called piracy. And I wonder if Jacinta Ardern is going to go out giving letters of marque to all the police officers and all the naval officers and all the government officials who think that they have a right to go and confiscate these yachts. I wonder if she is going to actually line them all up and say, okay, everybody, well, you know, to comply with international maritime law, because we're at war with the Russians, we all need to go giving you letters of marque. And should I explain to the class? I think I need to explain to the class what a letter of marque is, Vincent.
Please do, Gwyneth. Please do.
Okay.
You've done it before, but let's do it again.
Yes, because there may be new class members. Okay. In times past, in centuries past, when one nation would go to maritime war with another nation, let's say the English with the Spanish or the English with the Americans or the French with the Spanish or whatever, then the admirals would get their... You see, raising a navy is a very expensive exercise because you have to build the ships. So they came up with a really good idea with how they could do naval war without having their own navy, and that was to get a bunch of people together who had naval skills and just give them a license to go stealing everybody else's ships from other nations. That is called privateering. And you have to be a privateer, you had to have a letter of marque, which was a license from the crown for you to go out there on the high seas and commit piracy and steal ships. And that is exactly what Jacinta Ardern is proposing. Now, the law of the sea is actually, that there is actually a treaty which is administered by the Vatican. It's called the Law of the Sea Treaty. And under the law of the, that's international maritime law, and letters of marque are still permitted to be issued by governments of nations under circumstances of war, so that, you know, that nation can go and steal ships from the enemy nation. That is international maritime law. But I think that Jacinta Ardern is too stupid to actually get these police officers and various other government officials together and say, all right, boys and girls, we are going to have to issue you now with letters of marque, which is a license to commit piracy from the crown. Because piracy is a crime, unless people didn't know. And it's a very serious crime. And, you know, piracy is a crime that is likely to be met by lethal force by whoever it is, the ship that you're trying to steal, you know. And you know, there's nations today in this world that commit piracy that is nodded at and winked at by their governments because it is considered a source of revenue for those nations. And they include the revenue from the pirates, a major source of revenue for particular nations on this earth. But, you know, there's coastal nations that actually have made an industry out of piracy. But they allow their people to get boats to go off the coast and rob vessels and maybe steal the whole ship. That's called piracy. Jacinta Ardern, you are going to commit an international crime that has the death penalty attached to it. We are not advocating violence to you, but at this time there is absolutely no difference between you and the president of Somalia because you're in the same boat. You're doing exactly what the president of Somalia does because the president of Somalia says okay for his people to get Zodiac dinghies and whatever other boat they can lay their hands on and put an outboard motor on it and to go in, you know, go out to the coast and rob ships. You know, various, you know, cargo ships, oil tankers, really doesn't matter to them. They've usually got something of value on them. And the international community jumps up and down and shouts and hollers. And, you know, the president of Somalia says, there's nothing I can do about it. We're all dirt poor here. I haven't got, you know, I can't do anything. I can't stop them. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Because he's getting a payoff. From, you know, and the money, that the goods that these Somali pirates are stealing from these ocean liners, you know, cargo ships, passenger cruise liners, all that income is going into his economy. It is actually keeping Somalia's economy afloat. There's no difference between what he's doing and what Jacinta Ardern is doing. Because Jacinta Ardern is robbing ships. She's a pirate. So I've got a new nickname for Jacinta Ardern. I'm going to call her Yo-Ho-Ho Jacinta. I just came up with that then.
And ho is a colloquialism, right? Yeah.
With the emphasis on ho. Yeah. I've seen a video as well that she, I've seen a video of her smoking a crack pipe. You know, so I don't know the veracity of that video because things are pretty easy to dig fake these days. But it didn't look fake. And this, I saw the video a while ago when, you know, I was on the, when I was on Facebook, which I'm not anymore. But, oh my gosh, you're, Jacinta Ardern, you're a pirate. You're in exactly the same category as the president of Somalia. You're
we'll
no
be right
better
back.
Than he is.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, and let me spell Mark for you. Gwyneth has been talking about letters of Mark or a letter of Mark. Mark is spelled M-A-R-Q-U-E, M-A-R-Q-U-E. And a letter of Mark is a letter that authorized a private person known as a privateer or a corsair to attack and capture vessels of a nation at war with the issuer. Okay? It is a letter from the government or from the president or from royalty saying you have my permission to go and attack and capture a vessel with whom we are from a country with whom we are at war. That's what it is. Gwyneth, did I say that right?
Yes, and if you don't have a letter of mark, if you don't have a letter of mark, you're a pirate. That is that simple. And under international maritime law, any person who is a sailor or a sea captain or anybody on a vessel, okay, so even if you're a passenger or whatever, and you see that your ship is being attacked, then you are, until you have evidence, this is the law, this, you know, maritime law, until you see evidence that that person is attacking you using the authority of the letter of mark, supposed authority of the letter of mark, you have the right to resist that person who is attempting to rob your vessel or rob you of your vessel with lethal force. You are absolutely entitled to do that. And that is maritime law that goes back at least 500 years. It probably goes all the way back to antiquity, but it was first documented and codified around about 500 years ago during the time of Queen Elizabeth I when she was having her war against the Spanish. Because, I mean, the Spanish were issuing letters of marque and the English began issuing letters of marque, and pretty soon everybody was issuing letters of marque. And it was a way that, you know, that they could do maritime warfare with at least a modicum of civility as they thought it, you know. But you had to produce the letter of marque when it was demanded. And otherwise, you were perfectly, back in the day, you were perfectly entitled to pull out a pistol and shoot whoever it was, because they were a pirate. And pirates had, they had a phrase which they used concerning pirates, and it was in Latin, but I'll give the translation. That was enemies of all mankind. And so Jacinta Ardern is now an enemy of all mankind. And I think that she was an enemy of all mankind before she decided to raise the Jolly Roger on Vladimir Putin. But she definitely is now. She has, here's another pirate phrase, shown her true colours. That's where that phrase comes from, because in centuries past, what would happen is that, let's say that you were, I don't know, Bartholomew Roberts, and you were, you know, or any of these other pirate captains, then you would go up to a ship and you would be having the, you would see what flag they were flying on their ship. So if it was a French flag, then you'd go to your chest and you'd sort of fish out a French flag and you'd run up the French flag and you'd sail up to the other ship, and the other ship would think, oh, there's another French ship. They'll go over and say hello. And then when they were too close to really do anything, you would run up the Jolly Roger and throw your grappling hooks across and pull them in and swarm aboard and then rob their ship. That's called a false flag operation. That's where the term false flag comes from.
You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For years, the American people were spoon-fed the lie that President Trump was colluding with Russia. The lie was started by the Hillary Clinton campaign and perpetuated by the FBI. Former Attorney General Bill Barr on Fox News says this dirty trick tied Trump's hands in dealing with Russia, leading to what's happening today in Ukraine.
I think it started out as a political dirty trick, but it was propelled by the FBI jumping on it and spying on the Trump campaign. I think it tied Trump's hands to deal in a normally with Russia and try to negotiate some kind of structure or framework diplomatically that would avoid what we're seeing today.
The Chernobyl plant in Ukraine is disconnected from the grid due to damage inflicted by Russian occupying forces. This is now sparking new concerns of radioactive contamination if the cooling of spent nuclear fuel rods stops flowing because of the power outage. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Russia continues its onslaught of Ukraine, President Zelensky pleads with the United Kingdom Parliament for help.
On day 5, the terror against us was going on against children, against cities, and constant shelling have been taking place around the country, including hospitals, and that didn't break us. And that gave us feeling of big truth. On day 6, the Russian rockets fell on Babin Yar, that is the place where the Nazis killed thousands of people during the Second World War. And 80 years after, the Russia hit at them for the second time.
It looks as if NFL star Aaron Rodgers is staying in Wisconsin. John Hunt reports.
If your NFL team is looking for a new quarterback, cross Aaron Rodgers' name off the list as he's planning to come back to the Green Bay Packers for an 18th season, a move that answers the big question that has dominated the NFL offseason discussion. NFL Network reported that the 38-year-old Rodgers had agreed to a four-year, $200 million contract that includes $153 million in guaranteed money.
If you're one of those states that plays the game, daylight savings time goes into effect very early Sunday morning. USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fox. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, I had a question. You're talking about an enemy of all mankind. Now, that is the logic that was used by Israel to hunt and capture Nazi war criminals. They used the enemy of all mankind. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Now, okay. So what's going on right now in Ukraine? Is it possible? I'm not saying that I'm advocating this. I'm just saying, is it possible that some of the actors in the invasion of Ukraine could be considered an enemy of all mankind and could be arrested by anyone, anywhere on the planet?
Yes, because the simple fact of the matter is that after World War II, there's a few places that these Nazi war criminals fled to and set up camp, okay? And the USA was one, Argentina was another, and a third place was the Ukraine. And, you know, Vladimir Putin is entirely, he knows exactly what he's doing because he used to run the Stasi in East Germany. That means he used to run the East German secret police. And my source for that information is Leo Zagami, who is a Vatican insider who now lives in the United States. He's a very, very famous. He's written many books on how the Vatican really operates. And he came out on the Alex Jones show last week, and he said, you have to be aware that Vladimir Putin used to run the Stasi. He used to be the head honcho big guy, the guy in the big chair in the East German secret police. This is it. He knows exactly what he's doing. I think that he knows that, given his contacts in Germany, that, you know, perhaps, you know, a number of Nazis ended up in the Ukraine and ended up setting up camp there, especially in Western Ukraine, because they were, even during World War II, the Western Ukrainians are the ones who opened the door. The Western Ukrainian Nazis signed up members of the Nazi Party who went around doing Heil Hitler salutes and, you know, all the rest of it. They were the ones who betrayed their own nation, opened the door, let down the drawbridge, and supplied aid and comfort to the invading Nazis as they marched from Berlin to Moscow. And when the Germans were defeated, a lot of the Nazis went to West Ukraine and just started living there. That's what's at the root of this whole problem. And they went forth and they multiplied. And most of them are now dead. But you're dealing with their children and their grandchildren, who were taught according to their parents' and their grandparents' beliefs. And they actually have meetings in West Ukraine, where they all get together and express their devotion for Adolf Hitler and do Heil Hitler salutes and read Mein Kampf and all the rest of it. I'm not even kidding. And that is what you're facing in Western Ukraine. And where's Black Lives Matter? Where's Antifa? Where's the guys who've been calling everybody, you know, who they don't like, Nazis for the last 10 years? Where are you? Where are you? These people are bona fide Nazis, the children and grandchildren of people who fled there after World War II. And you're not to be found. Not even one of you will speak out about it. Not even one of you Antifa, Black Lives Matter, weaklings or cowards or sellouts or whatever you are, you will not raise one little peep. You are fully in favor. You paint your house blue and yellow. You know, there's somebody actually in Britain who actually did that. You want to put the Ukraine flag on your Facebook profile. You think you're such a good person. The people who are doing all the trouble in the Ukraine, and by the way, I'm not saying that Vladimir Putin's a good guy, because he
secretly be a communist. I don't know. You know, maybe he's had a come-to-Jesus moment on the Damascus Road. It may well be. But you can't do away with the fact that Vladimir Putin used to run the Stasi. And he's a retired KGB assassin. You know, that means that he has the potential to do a lot of really bad things and then to be able to sleep at night at the end of it. You know, so just in case there's anyone out there who thinks I'm on Putin's side, I am of the opinion, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I have a short list of people who would be Gog from the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and Putin is at the top of it. And at the moment, I think that he is Gog from the land of Magog, who is one of the real bad guys. In the apocalyptic prophecies, Gog is near the top. He is one of the real bad guys in the apocalyptic prophecies. So I'm just trying to lay the land out here, okay? But all you people who think that you're so good and so holy and so righteous because you're in favor of the Ukraine, you better be aware that you're in favor of, you know, people who opened the door to the Nazis so that they could invade Russia after World War or during World War II. And they actually came pretty close to invading and taking over Moscow. And the only thing that defeated them was the weather, because the German people were not as used to the bitter cold of those northern latitudes as what the Russians were. And they were defeated as much by the weather as by anything. But if it had stayed warmer for a little bit longer, then they would have succeeded in taking Moscow, and they would have won World War II if that had happened. You know, I shake my head. I really do, at these people. They are stupid. You've got to look after yourself. You've got to stop being such a shill. You've got to put your energy instead of all these, you know, political things of either saying, oh, Putin, 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 or, oh, you know, Zelensky, 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 and, you know, all the rest of it, and getting involved in a battle that's over the other side of the world, for crying out loud, you know, that doesn't really directly affect you except for the price increases at the moment. You've got to put your energy and your effort into getting your own house in order so that you can survive what is coming down the tracks, because Russia and the Ukraine are having a war, and the Americans are dragging everybody else into it. 30 countries of NATO, including Australia, which is nowhere near the North Atlantic, and including New Zealand, which is on the opposite side of the world, for crying out loud, from the North Atlantic. What are you thinking, New Zealand? No, you know what it is? That Jacinta Ardern is a graduate of the Young Leaders Academy, which is set up by Klaus Schwab. Oh, guess who else is a graduate of the Young Leaders Academy set up by Klaus Schwab? Vladimir Putin. And Angela Merkel. And Angela Merkel's an East German too. And guess what Angela Merkel did for a living? That was the former president of Germany, who conveniently retired just before all this broke out. Angela Merkel, before she was the president of Germany, when the Cold War was happening, when the Berlin Wall was up, she had a nice, tidy little career being a Stasi officer. Gosh, fancy that. Do you suppose that Angela Merkel and Vladimir Putin might know each other? Gosh, I don't know. What do you think, Vincent? People have to get their brains screwed onto their head the right way. They have to get their own estates in order so that when things go down, when the whole world falls to pieces, which is it is actually in the imminent process of doing so, they won't starve and they won't freeze, and at their place the lights will still be on. And there will still be water in the taps, and they won't have a problem dealing with their own human waste. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And class, so here's the takeaway. For most of you, right now, you need to start your indoor garden seeds. You can start it in cups. You can use some potting soil. And you can start your seeds. I take 3 seeds and put it in each cup, bury it down about a quarter of an inch, put it under some fluorescent lights a couple inches away, keep it warm, and I've got the garden seeds started right now. You should do the same thing. And you should try to grow heirloom seeds now, and you should get some fertilizer, commercial fertilizer, because now is the time when you don't have much time, in my opinion, to get your garden growing. The idea is to get your, and get some food, cans of food, pasta, etc., so that it will take you through to the point where your garden is now producing food for you to live on. So, start your garden seeds, get your garden ready. You can use buckets. You can plant your tomatoes, peppers, lettuce in buckets. If you don't have a yard to plant your garden close to the back door where you can monitor it, make sure you have a fence to keep from critters and neighbors from stealing your food. Get some fertilizer to make sure that the garden grows. Learn how to can. Learn how to dehydrate. Don't buy a new vehicle, because a new vehicle can be shut off remotely with the click of a mouse. So don't buy
a new vehicle. And it can be tracked.
And it can be tracked. And start getting rid of your cell phone if at all possible. Go back to the landline. And be careful who you associate with. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I had a thought that if you look at the cost of fuel and you look at the cost of fertilizer, what is happening in all other costs, I believe that the small farmer, like we are, will be decimated. And many of us will be driven out of business as a result of the current economic conditions with the cost of energy, the cost of fertilizer, the cost of the inputs to the farm, the cost of steel, fencing, copper. Everything you can think of is currently decimating the American farmer. And without some kind of help, the American farmer is absolutely, positively doomed. What are your thoughts?
Okay, yeah, I think that if you've got plans of being a farmer and actually making money out of it, you're dreaming. You know, it's not going to happen. Your reason for being a farmer has to not be making a profit, but surviving. And if you manage to sell some of the produce from your farm, that's a bonus. But you have to go into it with the mindset of, I'm going to plant what I need and what my family needs so that when the caprola hits the propeller, we won't starve. When my son was younger, I used to say to him, son, I'm going, I didn't know when all this was going to happen, you know. I used to say to him, son, I'm going out to the garden to plant some potatoes so that we can eat in 6 months' time. And he'd go, all right, Mum. You know, and sometimes he'd come out and help me. And, you know, this was it. You've got to recognize that has got to be your primary motivation for growing stuff is so that you and your family don't starve down the track. And if you are finding that you have a lack of fertilizer, there's things that you can do about that, okay? If you burn wood to keep warm, keep the ash, and you can apply the ash as a fertilizer. It is an excellent fertilizer, okay? It's is kind of low on the nitrogen end of things, but the phosphorus and the potassium, it's got excellent levels of phosphorus and potassium, and almost perfect levels, actually. But you need nitrates as well with it. So, you know, you scatter it, and you can scatter it fairly thickly on your plants, wood ash, not ash from burning plastics or anything else, ash from wood. And you can scatter it maybe about an eighth of an inch thick across your plant, you know, across the root zone of your plants, and water it in. So, and that will be a real boost. And you can do that maybe once every 3 months during the growing season. And it will keep your plants growing big and strong. But you will need nitrates as well. And for nitrates, what you can do is you can keep your urine and the urine of your family members and water it down at a ratio of about one part urine to about nine parts water. And use that now and again, not all the time, but now and again to water your plants. And, you know, you can add nitrates to them. And if you have nothing else to fertilize your plants with, then that's what you can do. And if you have citrus trees, you can get the members of your family, especially male members of your family, to use the citrus trees as a urinal. And you will find that you have the best-looking citrus trees in the whole world. There's lemons, limes, oranges, mandarins, tangerines, grapefruits, whatever. That whole family of fruits and kumquats and all the rest of them. They all thrive on being treated like urinals by the male members of the family. They love it. You won't kill them. They will absolutely thrive on it. And, yeah, we're at the end of the broadcast, Vincent.
Yeah, I'm wondering if politicians would respond the same way if we urinated on them.
I don't think so. I don't think so, you know. But
glass half.
I think that they're going, yeah.
About half of Americans quit their jobs to do something else, actually 53% last year. So you might want to think about becoming a small-time farmer, although it's not going to provide you lots of money, but you will be able to eat. And that's what happened during the first Great Depression. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us.
God bless, and I'll see you next
Jake week. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.